Bank of Cardiff, this is Julian. Could I start with your 16-digit reservation code?
2511-2901-001-92103.
Okay, give me one moment here. Let's see, is this Ebenezer Haulers?
Yes, please.
Okay, just a moment. Can I get a name, sir?
Martin.
Martin. Last name?
Yeah, Martin.
What's your last name?
Oh, M-U-I-G-A-I.
D-A-I?
Yeah.
Muidai, like that?
Yeah, Muidai.
Muidai. Okay. Martin, what's the best number to reach you at in case we get disconnected here?
This number. 908-494-5148.
Okay, 908-494-6148, right?
Yeah.
Okay, sorry, the caller ID is down. We just switched phones. Okay. Let me just confirm some other information I have on file, and then I'll be happy to kind of answer any questions you have, point in the right direction. Okay. Let's see. Are you guys 348 Gemini Drive, apartment 8, Hillsborough, New Jersey?
Yes.
Okay. And let's see. Do you guys have a website for the business?
Sorry?
Is there a website for your business?
No website in the meantime.
Okay. What about an email? What's your best email address to reach you?
It's Ebenezer. EbenezerHollers@gmail.com.
EbenezerHollers@gmail.com. Okay.
Yeah.
And are you the owner of the business?
Yeah.
Okay. Are there any other owners or is it just you?
Just myself.
Just you. Okay. Let's see here. And what's the structure of the business? Are you you're an LLC, right?
Yeah, LLC.
Okay. And how long have you guys been in business?
In 2014, May, so 2 years and some, is it?
Okay, just a little over 2 years.
Yeah, roughly 3 years, yeah.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
All right, yeah, if you want to let me know what you're looking to do, I'll be happy to point you in the right direction.
Good. I was trying to get some, inject some cash to my business.
Inject some cash?
Yeah.
Okay. How much are you looking for?
Probably 18,000 there.
I'm sorry. One more time?
18,000.
18,000. Okay. What are you going to be using it for?
One of it. I'll take like, 7,000 for repairing the truck, you know, maintenance of the truck.
Uh-huh.
And the remaining is needed for financing the load, because when you move the loads, they pay some companies pay you after 30 days, some other companies pay you after 90 days. So you are left with no cash at hand to fuel the truck and all the likes.
Gotcha. Okay, so 7K yeah. for maintenance, and the 11K is just to basically just maintain operations, just general cash flow needs for the business?
Exactly, maintain operations, because you need liquid cash. Because right. Payment will happen after 3 months or 1 month.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
Do most of your customers pay in 3 months?
Some pay, most of them pay in 1 month, but the others will go up to 3 months. But most of them pay in a month's time.
Got it, okay.
Yeah.
Okay, great. What were your sales like last year? What did you guys do in revenue?
Revenue last year was no good. I think it was a bit negative, but this year I have really picked up a bit.
What are you guys tracking to do this year then?
This year mostly I'm doing a return of like we call it 2,000 a week, roughly 2,000 a week, something like that.
So roughly 2,000 a week, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Let's see about 8K. Mm-hmm. So close to 100K a year, probably, right? Close to 100K this year?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, gotcha. Okay. If for example, if we can't get you the 18K, like say we can only get you 10K, could you still use that?
Well, you see at the end of it, when you learn it, you can see how much you can give. Probably 10 and between 10 and something, you see.
Okay, cool.
Yeah.
Okay, cool. I'm just thinking, like worst case scenario. But yeah, we'll definitely shoot for the most amount available to you. And then, are you looking for a particular term? Are you looking for like just a couple months? Are you looking for a year? Or how long do you want to take the money for?
Oh, payment. What is the best advice? Is it a long term or a short term?
They go anywhere from 3 months to 3 years. So if you're looking for just something shorter term, you want to save on interest, you can do that. Or if you want to do something longer term to, you know, draw out your payments a little bit more and it'll help out your cash flow a little better, you can do that. But it's really up to you. Why don't I just approve you for the longest amount and then we can work backwards. If you want to do something shorter, you can do shorter. If you want to take a longer one, you can do longer. Because it's your money, so we'll present you with some options. Okay, and how would you rate your credit? Is it good, bad?
Yeah, sorry?
Your credit score? Is it good, bad, somewhere in the middle? What are we working with?
I know it should be above 650 and above. It should be 650 and above.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Have you had any like tax liens in the past or like bankruptcies, anything like that?
Non-payments?
Tax liens, like when they put a tax lien on your business, or if you had like a bankruptcy, anything like that in the past?
No.
Great.
Yeah.
Okay. Very good.
Mm-hmm.
Have you already gone to your bank?
Oh, I haven't gone to the bank. Yeah, in good terms, but banks sometimes they don't give you what you want. But I haven't gone to them this year.
They don't give you what you want, and they take too long.
The time I had gone to them last year.
Yeah.
And they had approved the loan of that $5,000, but I changed their mind. I did not take it, so I left the money with them.
Okay, because it wasn't enough, right?
The business scope was not what I was trying to venture. I just deviated. I said no, so I hold a bit.
Okay.
Mm.
So how soon are you looking to get the funds in place? Like what's your timeline?
Probably in 2 weeks, something like that.
Okay.
Yeah.
So 2 weeks, you're looking for relatively quickly. So I think a working capital loan will probably be the best fit for you. Have you used working capital? Have you done a working capital loan before?
No, I haven't borrowed any money anywhere.
Okay.
Yeah, I usually try to do it by myself.
Okay.
Yeah, like now what is out is my debt out is like $15,000. So you see, it takes time to bring the money in again. It's already out, but it is coming.
Okay. Yeah. Gotcha. Okay, great. Let's see here. Do you have a line of credit with your business that you use or no?
Line of credit? What do you mean? About
like that? A credit card for your business?
Yeah, I have Ebenezer Howard.
Okay, do you use that often, or what is your balance on there right now?
Yeah, that is the one I have been using, but the promotion has gone over, so I just need to give them their money.
Oh, you need to pay them?
Yeah, I just need to pay them. I have the money, just a matter of.
Okay, how much do you owe on that?
I think 10, is it 10, 10,000 there.
Okay.
Yeah, but the money is there, just a matter of releasing it to them.
Oh, yeah, no problem. Do you know what your interest rate on that card is?
Oh, that is high. Great. You know, it's when after the promotion, the promotion go up to, is it 19,000? Is it 19%?
19%, yeah. Okay.
That's why I don't want credit card. Now I'm trying to go to the loan.
Okay, cool. So would you be using this loan to pay off the credit card?
Whichever you might call it, you might call it that way, or you might call it whichever.
Yeah, no, I know. I'm not trying to be nosy or anything. You can use this for whatever you want. I'm just curious.
Exactly.
Sometimes
I have to pay them because I finished the promotion with them.
Yeah.
So I have to give them their money out.
Okay, cool. Yeah, usually when I sorry, go ahead.
Otherwise, they're going to finish me with the interest rate.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, like I said, I'm not trying to be nosy or anything, but my credit department will usually ask me what you're using the money for because they want to be able to justify the loan. But yeah, but it just go, we inject it straight into your account and you can use it for whatever you want. We don't track it or anything like that.
You can put those three reasons, liquid cash for operation, maintenance, and also pay the credit card.
Okay, cool.
Yeah, those three reasons you can put them there.
Okay, great. Okay, so do you have a plan B? Do you have anywhere else? Like, say, if we don't approve you or if we don't approve you for the amount that you need, do you have a backup plan?
Well, you are the first person I have approached. I have a bunch of letters in my house. I just switched to another source. But you are the first person people I have given preference.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, great. Well, we do work pretty quickly. I can actually get you an answer. Well, let's see, it's Friday. I can probably get you an answer by Monday. And then I know you mentioned that you're looking to get funded. You said 2 weeks. We should be able to get it
Even a
within.
week, even if it is next week, is okay.
Okay. Yeah. Okay, great. If you can get the application and the paperwork, everything back to me today, I should be able to get an answer for you Monday, and then we can fund you by next week, maybe by like Wednesday or something. So let me just kind of tell you what we need, and I'll let you know like a little bit more about how it works. So we make it very easy. We know you're running a business, you're very busy. We don't require you to disclose your full financials like your bank normally would. So it's a one-page credit application. We look at 6 months of your most recent business bank statements because these loans are based on your cash flow. There's not as much weight put on your credit score. It's more based on your cash flow. So there's the one-page app, 6 months bank statements, and then your previous year's tax return for your business. Did you guys already file 2015 taxes?
Yeah, I fired.
Okay, perfect. And then also, just so you know, this won't go on your personal credit. It just goes on your business credit. So it's not gonna negatively impact your credit score. Okay, so this only goes on your personal credit. I'm sorry, excuse me, your business credit. Yeah, and the other thing is that a lot of these programs are renewable. So if we get you 18K, say over a year, and 6 months into it, you need some more cash. For our returning customers, as long as you make all your payments on time and there's no issues with your payments or anything, oftentimes we can free up more cash at a cheaper rate and a longer term. So once you start a relationship with us, it makes it very easy to get more. So yeah, like I said, one page app, 6 months bank statements, previous year's tax return. And I can send the application info to you right now. Are you able to get that stuff to me today?
Yeah, if you shoot it to my email, there I can work on it.
Okay, let me just make sure I have everything spelled correctly in your email. EBENEZERHAULERS at gmail.com, right?
Yeah, Ebenezer Hollis.
Ebenezer Hollers, okay.
Mm-hmm.
Gotcha. Okay, I'm gonna send you an email right now. You should get it in the next few minutes or so. Do you have any questions for me before we get off the phone?
Yeah, I want to ask you what is usually your interest rate?
It's a fixed cost loan. The rate, so there's no APR. It's really just going to depend on the term, how much what term you pick, and we'll typically, like I said, we're going to approve you for the largest amount with the longest term, and then we'll turn it over to you and have you choose the terms you want. It's your money, so at least to me, it makes more sense for you to choose the terms that match your cash flow.
But mostly it runs from where to where? I know you have been.
Typically, it's going to start at around 10 cents on the dollar. And it just kind of really depends on a couple different things like your, credit, time in business, industry, things like that. Once you get the paperwork to me, I'll get you a rate. So we'll let exactly how much you're paying back, and you can kind of figure it out from there. So like I said, there's no APR attached to it. It's not annualized. It's a fixed cost loan, so you know exactly what you're paying in interest.
Oh, there's no APR on it.
Exactly. It's not like a credit card where there's revolving interest. There's no compounding interest. It's very simple.
Okay,
So
okay.
you see exactly what the cost of the loan is. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Yeah, so it's a little bit different than an APR. Most people like it better. Most people like it better.
You tell me to give you back 2,500 within 2 years. That's how you do it.
I'm sorry?
Supposing you give me like 5,000.
Yes.
So you put your amount on top, like you're gonna pay 800 at the end of 2 years.
Exactly. Exactly. It's not compounding. There's no calculations you have to do to figure it out. That's one thing that a lot of people don't like about APR, is because a lot of people, for one, they don't know how to calculate it, so they end up getting ripped off because they're making interest payments every month, and it's just not favorable for you when you're running a business, because you can't forecast, you know, what your costs and everything are going to be. So this makes it very easy for business owners.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Okay. Yeah, I would appreciate it. Let me see how it goes.
Okay. Okay, so yeah. I'm going to send you the email right now. You should get it in a few minutes or so. Would you mind just responding? Just say, hey, I got it, once I send it to you, just so I know that you got it. And then if you can get the paperwork back to me, pretty much if you can get it back to me today, I'll be able to get you an answer by Monday.
Yeah, I'll reply back to you.
Okay. Okay, Martin, do you want to jot down my direct phone number so that way you can call me directly if you have any questions?
Shoot it there in the email as well.
Okay, I will. Okay.
Mm.
All right, sounds good, Martin. We'll talk soon then, okay?
Yes. Yeah.
Thank you, buddy. All right, bye-bye.